Dear Shooter, we have been on the air for a year, and what a year it's been. We have seen ups, downs, awesome, and definitely ridiculous. Here is 2023 wrapped up with a slight crooked bow.
Of course I'm happy.
I'm just checking, because I'm like getting the stink eye here.
Go do your thing, but get good at your craft first, and put your budget to things that really matter at the end of the day. You want to get good at it. And make no mistake about it, that's training. Let's face it, if you have a size 62 waist, you are not as tactical as 5'11 might think you are. And we've all seen it.
Wow, feel the love.
There it is. And Brandon chimes in. All of the sensibilities of that.
Welcome to the Dear Shooter podcast. I am your host, Jason Crotto. Dear Shooter is brought to you by WyoTac, empowerment through self-reliance, and Lucid Optics, on target, under budget. Crooked bow. All right, I'll go with that.
Well, first of all, you've seen me wrap presents, and second of all, there is nothing straight about our podcast.
No. What do we always say? Nothing safe, nothing sacred?
Exactly.
I'm kind of happy to not be predictable.
No, absolutely. But I got to say, you know, thank you to our listeners for keeping us on the air for a year.
Wait, we have listeners?
A few.
Huh. Well, now I'm not going to talk because now, you know, now I'm nervous.
Well, at one point during the year, we were being listened to by somebody in Iran.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Is it somebody we know?
I have no idea. Based on some of the people that we know, it's entirely possible. Because we are kind of fortunate to know some of those guys that go and do things in places they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, we know a couple of those guys.
Good guys to know. But you know, it's been kind of a wild year. This is a project that we had talked about for 4 or 5 years before we finally got this thing up and going. And
that's because you're all talk and no do.
Hey.
I had to actually buy you your shit for Christmas to get you started.
Some of us have to, you know, have time management issues, okay?
She did light the fire by, you know, buying you the toys.
She did. But, and let's face it, we had kind of a rocky start until we started learning how to use it and get better. And
we did.
We needed a sound engineer to fix our floor.
Hey, it worked.
It did. Thank you, Brian.
And that's one of the things that I think we've been fortunate enough to is we have had a variety of characters that have come in and out of our show. And I think that for our first year, the caliber of people that we have been able to have on this show, I think, it speaks volumes.
You're welcome.
Not all of them were yours.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
I think one of my favorite early shows was Carrie Methods.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, Fat Girl in Spandex.
Whitey tighties do have a pocket.
No, they don't. Hey, that's not a pocket.
Some of those yoga pants now have pockets.
I've seen that.
They carry cell phones most of the time. But
hey, I've seen a little gun down at Rocky that folds down into what appears to be a cell phone.
And if it had a threaded muzzle, I'd be all over that thing.
I think they do make a threaded muzzle for that.
I know. What, it's going to look like an antenna? I mean, how are you going to pull that off? And phones don't use antennas anymore. Why does it have to be suppressed?
Is that a suppressor in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
You just want a suppressor to enhance what you don't have?
It's a 22 yes. Suppressor. It's not much enhancement.
Hey, don't be hating.
You know, and I remember we you know, one of our first shows, we talked about SHOT and all the stuff, and the exciting things that we saw that were going to come out for this year. And there were three that really stuck with me. Number one was the PD-10.
That one actually came out.
That it finally, after, what, a decade, we finally got it out?
Because my cool bipod never did, right?
No. Bipod never did. But the PD-10 did show up.
The PD-10 made it. Now, one that I'm still waiting on, HoloSun came out with a really cool thermal optic, and I'm still waiting for that to be like
the
available.
One we saw it shot was a cool piece of gear.
It was
and
cool.
You know how horrible those words taste coming out of my mouth.
I know.
I mean, I was impressed with it, but then we never saw it.
Yeah.
But never fear. We go back to shot in what, 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
A month,
something like that, yeah.
So, you know, we'll start off next year, right? We'll tell them about all the cool shit that'll never come to pass.
That's what we do at SHOT.
It's what we do at SHOT. No, it the guys that bring out the cool new stuff, they don't mean to do it that way. I hope not anyway.
No.
But technical things get in the way, and launching the product, economics, right time, being able to actually produce it is a whole bag of mixture of things that they've got to manage.
Right.
As a product guy, there are things that get in the way sometimes of on-time delivery.
Well, I get that, but as a manufacturer, is, you know, if I was going to bring a product out and I was going to showcase it and go, this is the new hotness, right? I would want to make sure that, like, hey, it's on its way. We're going to start shipping these out in a month or 2 months or whatever. Like, I know they're going to be available, and I can pin that down rather than we'll get it to you sometime this year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, keep it short. We got a lot of episodes to kind of trace through.
All right.
So a lot of them you're going to have to remind me what we talked about, because believe it or not, I drink heavily during this shit. So
before you do that, I got one more thing I want to throw out.
Oh.
One more really cool thing that came out this year. And that was the Bilson Arms, the forward charging AR.
Now, that one actually showed up.
It did come out, but we don't have one. And there's a space in my safe, you know, we talked about before, labeling for guns.
I talked to Billy the other day, and we are promised that those are coming. He had a big last month. He sold a whole bunch of guns. He's really excited that it's becoming real for him. But, yeah, we are on the list of we'll get yours someday.
Okay. That's like your PD-10.
Which one? The one that I was supposed to get at Summit, or the one with the serial number that I ordered?
The serial number that you ordered.
Oh, he's just not there yet. He hasn't sold enough guns.
Well, you need to pick a lower serial number.
I want the one I want.
Okay, fine. You'll see it in 5 years.
Maybe.
The next one we did was training intimidation.
Oh, yeah.
Get out there and go do it. Don't think you can't. Don't think that your gear you got is subpar. Yeah, that was a kind of a fun one.
It was.
Well, and I mean, that goes back to kind of what we were talking about in the last episode. You know, you show up with what you got, and you figure it out from there. But don't worry about how you're going to perform in class. That's why you're there.
And a good instructor will work with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we followed that up with reticles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we could probably do another 10 or 100 discussions about reticles.
Yeah, easy.
But we talked very specifically about why and what and things to look for. If you missed that one, what episode number is that?
4, I think.
4.
Number 4. All right.
And then this one was heated. Ha ha. Legal heat.
Oh,
yeah. We had Tom Austin on. And
no, this was before
that
Tom
was before
Austin.
Tom.
Oh, that was before Tom.
We did that, and that's why Tom wanted to come on.
Yeah,
to clear the air that he made cloudier.
But all he did, so legal heat. Yep, we talked about the types of training that we see out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got Tom to come clarify that for us, which I'm probably going to get ahead of you here. Sorry. He just made all the points that we made in the original podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
And then we had Brian Cross, who came here and worked with our sound. So our sound wasn't so poor.
He fixed our sound. He fixed our floor.
Annoying little hum in the background went away.
He said, you got a noisy floor. And yeah. I'm like, it's more like the counter, but who's judging?
I had no idea what he was talking about. And he came over and he made a couple adjustments to your soundboard, and gosh dang it, we sounded good.
I know.
Well, I did.
Well. Yeah, we just got to keep you in the mic.
Well.
Hey, pot, this is kettle.
And then the end of the world as we know it.
Oh.
I don't even remember that one.
We were talking about prepping and things to do, and the mindset thereof, and it's a recurring theme.
It is. It's and unfortunately, it's gaining speed.
Yeah, true.
Then, of course, my favorite one was carry methods.
Carry methods. So yep. We're talking about holster, inside, outside, purse,
yep.
Truck,
whitey tighties with pockets. You know,
Sherpa.
Things.
Those are not pockets. We went over this. And which episode was that?
That was 8.
Yeah. So if you ever are curious as to whether whitey tighties have pockets, episode 8.
Not a pocket.
Then we did Bringing Women to the Table.
That was the one, that was the first one we had Caitlin on.
Was that Caitlin?
No, it was Caitlin.
Okay.
That's one of the largest growing segments and has been for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ignore it.
No. No, you can't.
And then we should never forget Three Gun.
Oh, so that was Caitlin.
No, that was Andrew.
Oh, that was Andrew.
Andrew.
Was that Andrew? That I felt was like Andrew. It wasn't all that long ago.
No, that was Andrew. No, you forget because we had him at Ballistic Summit and he tried to set the kitchen on fire.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Like Andrew. he comes with his own little personal sets of challenges, and he doesn't mean it. It's just the way he is.
I love Andrew to death. I mean, every time we have him on, it's never dull. I mean, we had him on we talked about Three Gun, and then we had him on a couple of times at Ballistic Summit, and that was after he tried to kill Tun and set the kitchen on fire. It was awesome.
Dull is not a word that I would use. It's focused is a word that I would say. It's never focused with Andrew.
Then we did What Do You Take to the Range?
Oh, that's evolving.
Yeah, I had to buy a truck for the stuff I take to a range, so I totally appreciated that episode.
Amateur, talk to me when you have a box trailer.
I'm getting there.
And then we did Vetting Your Training.
And again, a recurring theme. Not all educational opportunities are created equal. They're just not.
We talked about that last episode.
Last week, yeah.
And then we had the famous Jason Colander from Retin 1.
Oh, yeah. Never a dull moment with him.
One of the coolest cats I've ever met. However, that does not translate when you get him on the radio.
No.
He is straight and matter of fact, and he's not as near as funny.
I thought he'd be a lot more fun. He was. He was better on the Ballistic Summit ones.
He was
fun. He had people to play. He was drunk, and he had people to play off of. We had Tun Jones there. We had Michael Bean.
No, he was fun when we had him on, just him. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, okay.
He's a wealth of information. He really is a smart guy.
I saw it was just yesterday or the day before was his 50th birthday.
Is that why they're in Mexico?
I think so.
Outstanding. Good for them.
And then the one we did after that was Ranges.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a recurring thing coming up this year.
We've got a lot of perspective on that coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned, y'all. We're going to be talking about shooting ranges and facilities and what to look for.
And then we talked to Tom Austin. I feel like we crushed that one already.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Tom, but I love you.
And then we did leadership.
Yep. Yes. Yep. That was after we did that Leadership Academy
Taking
in Texas.
Taking some of the things that we do in training and applying them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then special guest, Tun Jones.
Tun Jones. Okay, so.
The very first time we did Tun.
This is Tun at Tun's Man Cave.
Yes. Tun. Yes.
All right, so what episode's that?
17.
All right, so if you're looking for the finer points of dipping a donut into some bourbon, that is your episode.
That's right. It was dunk the donut, drink the bourbon, smoke the cigar.
Yep, that was that evening.
And then before they were a sponsor, we had 10th Mountain.
We were just getting to know those guys. You were just home from a ELR match.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I met those guys, met Brian, one of their sales reps, and we've gotten pretty tight with those guys over the year. And in fact, they have become one of our premier sponsors.
It doesn't hurt the fact that I actually love their whiskey.
Oh, I do too. The 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirit Company is an extension of the mountain lifestyle, bringing together the old and the new. Generation after generation, men and women alike all share the same passion. Enjoying it for a day, a weekend, a lifetime, or somewhere in between, no matter how long it's embraced, the combination of friends, mountains, memories, and spirits brings people together like no other. To encourage these relationships and to embrace the mountain lifestyle, and to honor the 10th Mountain soldiers who inspired our way of life. They have created a tribute spirit company in Vail, Colorado. Not only is it a tribute to the 10th Mountain soldier, but it's also a tribute to those that enjoy the mountain lifestyle, living it fully every day. Support those that support us. And to make it easier, 10th Mountain has offered our listeners a discount. Just enter Dear Shooter at checkout for 10% off your next order. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits. Whiskey worth fighting for.
I do too.
And then we did Women's Day. I feel like that's when we had Colleen with us.
No. That's when we did the private class that we had Jean up here for.
Jean for women. Yeah, the women's. And we have another one coming up, so we'll be able to talk about that
again. We're going to do that again this year.
We're doing that again, yeah.
Awesome.
And then we had Little Miss Caitlin back.
We had Caitlin. We had Caitlin on here a few times.
Well, she's so much fun.
She is.
And she has a perspective that young women can get out and go do.
You know, and that was that we had her on here right after she had completed the long range course. She was making the jump from three gun to long range. She developed the Frogger.
Yeah, I love that. That was probably the best reel I ever put out.
If you want to see that, you got to stalk the Instagram.
Yeah, that one was good.
And I'm not really sure what we were doing for the next one, but we labeled it rant. So it must not have really had a topic.
There was lots of things that were going on that kind of got under our skin. And I think we had Tun back on that one because he ranted a little bit about a Walmart episode.
Yes.
It's Tun. He rants.
He does rant. He's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we did NOC Train and Learn because you had just gotten back from your Train and Learn.
That's right. And that's coming up again next year in Atlanta. So if that's something you're interested, go to nooetherchoice.com, sign up for that. Trainers, anybody that's affiliated with the gun industry, especially if you're kind of fledgling, that's a really good place to start, good resource.
That's Kevin Dixie's event, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then we did one labeled Summer.
Oh, yes, the doldrums of summer when nothing is going on.
Yeah, kicking out the cabin fever and getting outside.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And then we had Justin Neal on.
Yes, talking about the industry.
Yeah, it's very interesting that on that one, it might put you to sleep, and I apologize for that in advance.
Yeah, the first half.
But it's an inside piece of the industry that had an interesting perspective. Justin's been around for a minute. Don't know where he went. He kind of disappeared from our world. But if you're interested in what's going on at the retail counter, that's a good listen.
And then I don't know because I'm not seeing a part two here. So part one with no resolution of Independence Day, part one.
Yeah. So
no resolution.
No, there was. We brought it back up the next week. Because that was we were celebrating 4th of July, and we had gone and done the parade and everything.
In our winter coats this year.
Yeah, well, but it was one of those things where we really kind of got and drilled down deep of what it means to be an American and what that independence really, truly means and the cost of it.
Now, is that the episode that we got into the weeds a little bit with the Jason Aldean song?
No, that came later.
That's later.
Yeah, interesting. All right.
So the next one's Empowerment Through Self-Reliance, which is your motto for WOWTAC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that was, we were talking a lot more about, a little bit about prepping on that one.
Well, taking control of your own education as well.
Yep.
Get what you need out of it because your instructors are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did collaboration.
Yes. I think that was another one with Tun.
Putting industry people together to achieve a goal. Yep.
Yeah. You were in Texas for that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys were in Tun's Mad Cave.
We were.
Then we did the Jason Aldean Small Town Values.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And that still resonates today.
It does.
You see the politics and the talking points out there, and you don't get away with that at home.
No.
No.
What number was that?
That was 28.
So that's halfway.
Almost half. Well, a little over halfway
over
through.
Halfway, yeah.
Yeah. And then we did higher level training.
Yep. That was after Recondo.
Ah. So you actually had been through that higher level we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get your face in the mic, dude.
I got a fly pissing me off over here. So, yeah. Sorry.
Middle of December. We still have flies. What the hell?
You're shop.
I'm not sure this was a good one or a bad one, but we talked about the NRA in episode 30.
That was a good one. And that I remember that one kind of took an unexpected turn for us because we were kind of talking about the problems that the NRA was having. But at the end of it, we really were talking about why the NRA is worth saving.
It is worth saving. The concept's solid. Mm-hmm. The management of it all, they've got issues.
Mm-hmm. And they still do. You know, nothing's really changed there.
Anything with too many chiefs has got issues.
Yes.
Yes. So then we did, it was our Ireland trip. We did global travel and ways to protect yourself in places where you're not necessarily carrying.
Yep.
You can't take it over there.
Right. And there's a lot. I mean, you're looking at 99% of the world.
And violence isn't exclusive to us.
No.
And then, of course, we're winding down August with hunter prep.
Yes.
I was starting to step into getting ready for the season. We had a lot of things going on this hunting season.
We still have a couple elk to get down. We have to the end of this month.
I think like the 15th, so we got to get on it.
Oh, so.
Oh, end of the week.
Yikes.
Yeah, we better start making a plan.
Okay.
All right, and then this sounds like something Walmart would put out, but it was called the End of Summer Blowout.
Talking about all the things we did this summer.
Yeah,
that was a fun one. We had some things that if you haven't listened, go and listen. If you haven't tried them, go out and do it.
And then, of course, the one topic we'll probably come back to every year, winter's coming.
We were kind of scared for winter this year, and I guess now that we're about in the throes of it, so far so good.
Shut up.
It's been really nice out, honestly.
Both of you, don't tempt fate.
I'm trying not to.
We got 22 inches of snow 1 week, and then we've been okay. I mean, it's winter, so for winter, it's okay.
It's been very mild so far.
I mean, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but until it does, I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic.
And then our famous Ballistic Summit, which we have several. This one was called Ballistic Summit, but there's several of them.
We had so much content generated at the summit.
Oh.
And it's engaging. It's funny.
So I'm pretty sure that follows with Off the Rails, and we've all gotten an F in shooting. Thank you, Rob Pincus.
Yeah, those were
from Summit.
Yeah.
Those were all Summit episodes for 3 weeks.
Now, I think the one was, we were talking about the lead up to Summit and who was going to be there and what we were going to be looking at. The next two were recorded at Summit. And in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we finally released the last segment that we did from Summit. And that was all about Tun Jones just completely chewing dirt.
Oh, he ate shit so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was great, though.
Poor guy.
He never dropped his cigarette.
No, he didn't. He dislocated a toe and was bleeding, but he did not drop his cigarette.
Hey, priorities.
And then we did Hunter Biden, y'all.
Oh, yes.
One of my least favorite topics, but it's so easy to talk about.
Well, and it was an interesting premise. The legal defense that he was using has some pretty serious ramifications.
I'm conflicted. I have a hard time cheering for a Biden. But if he gets this done, it changes gun control in this country overnight.
Yes.
And I'm assuming the hunt is on was when we started with our vet healing adventures and start our antelope hunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was so much fun.
Another great season. We had 23 vets out.
We had 23 for antelope.
Yep.
And then we did evolving threats.
Yes. That one got a little heavy. Just for the fact that things are evolving, the threats are changing, and they're changing very rapidly, and our training and our awareness and the things that we think about have to change with it.
But just pay attention, mm-hmm. Be aware.
And then the next one is Jason Wilson's most favorite: secure your shit.
So, for the record, that's not my favorite topic. No, it's not. But.
Thank you, Wichita.
Yeah, I'm done with Wichita hospitality for a while. I have a follow-up topic on that one, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Then we have the gun food.
Yes, Patrick Collins. Speaker.
Excellent topic, excellent guest, a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
And if he's talking about the ammunition, y'all, you need to listen. He knows what he's talking about.
We do. We're going to have to bring him back on.
Yep.
Probably here relatively soon because we are seeing some ammo issues.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then we had a quicksand. I'm not sure. I must not have been sober that night.
So that we were talking about, when you get into a training or a competition scenario and it's one thing goes wrong and another thing goes wrong and another thing goes wrong and how you get yourself out of that spiral.
The mental jousting you have to do with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have something old, new, and blue.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we were talking about old cartridges. We were talking about the new blue reticle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because the E7 had finally
made it. Yep. It's here. And it was not even something I announced at a SHOT Show. It was a mid-year release.
Mm-hmm.
We showed some of the prototyping of the style and shape of it.
But that changed, too, before
changed
we released. So
that totally changed.
And then Wilson went on vacation while we talked to Pivotal Defense.
That's right. We had Clayton and Jen here, and we had a couple of really good discussions. One, you know, just kind of general state of the industry and training and what Pivotal Defense is doing. They're doing a lot of stuff more on the east side of the Mississippi. So it's a training company that we can work with and collaborate and push students back and forth, you know, because we always talk about training with different people. And then we drilled down specifically with Jen.
Yeah, that's the next episode. It was all about Jen.
She was a traffic officer who had gotten hit by a car. Oof. And the fact that she was able to come back from that and still continues to train the way that she does, finding that inspiration, it's a pretty cool thing.
So if you haven't listened to that one, I suggest you listen. If you have listened and not clicked on the link, click on the link. It actually shows her getting hit by this car.
You have the traffic cam of
yes.
actually incident?
She has the what they showed on the news.
Wow. All right.
And then, of course, you did the last of Ballistic Summit, which
yes.
is handy because it's coming back around.
Yeah. Oh, we got almost a year. We got 9 months for that.
And then,
still relevant, though.
And then last week, the random topics I threw out at you.
They were random, but they all kind of tied together. It was good.
Kept you on topic. I mean, the only thing that you could have ruined is going into politics or religion. I mean, I think I covered everything else.
We ran a little long.
I got to tell you guys, I didn't know how this whole adventure was going to go, running a podcast and just being part of it. But I've had an absolute ball producing this for every Thursday.
I think that we need our listeners at this point. We're going to be taking, you know, the Christmas week off and the New Year's Day week off. But in that time, contact us. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. You can get a hold of WildTac, Jason at WildTac.com or Jason at LucidOptics.com. Let us know. Are there guests you want to hear from? Are there topics you would like to discuss? There's so much more we can do.
Well, I'm going to throw the open invite out there in that vein. For the listeners out there, if you guys have something that you want to hear us talk about, send that note. If we do end up talking about that in the show, I will personally make sure some sort of deer shooter swag finds its way to you.
Wow.
Throw it out there. Yep.
Well, and you know, I still have my open challenge. Anybody that comes to me with a government agency that actually, you know, still uses and does its constitutional purpose and is constitutional by itself, we got a bottle of deer shooter whiskey.
I don't think that can be done. I mean, nice challenge, but
he doesn't like to give away his whiskey.
Fair enough. but interesting concept is the agencies we're talking about have no constitutional charter.
No.
I mean, the listeners, we want them to
engage
with us, and it helps us too. I mean, there are times when we're looking for topics and there's just like nothing.
You kind of get into those things where, especially in our industry, a lot of the times the steps that we're working on, you're working on prototyping and building new optics, I'm working on building new curriculums and new classes, and we play the long game. So a lot of times we're kind of stuck in the same thing for months.
Oh, sometimes longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple items that I've been working on trying to get right and bring them to market for a year, two. I don't do it just because I can. I do it because it needs to be done right.
Right.
And so if things don't happen fast enough, I apologize. And I'm fully aware. I get it.
Well, maybe some of our listeners have something to say, too. And, you know, after we review what you want to talk about and you happen to be good at debate and you don't get your feelers hurt, I know most of our guests were somebody, but they can be a listener.
Absolutely.
There's no reason why I couldn't.
No way they couldn't. And just remember, nothing's safe, nothing's sacred. And if we're not making fun of you just a little bit, we don't like you.
And I mean,
well, not brutally mean, just disappointed.
Yeah. I hear our fearless leader here is going to take some of our funny parts of our year and change up our intro music for next year.
That needs to happen.
The intro and the exit is going to have a little enhancement done.
Good. Very good.
I think that's one of the decisions we made is that every year we're going to make some changes to that just to keep it fresh.
In almost 50 episodes, you kind of learned your software and you know what you're doing. At least it resembles it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got really good at being able to pick out the O's and the ums and things just in waveform.
Nice. Nice.
And we need to get our logo out there more. And if you haven't seen it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really have it out there. Right now I have a picture of the three of us. But on social media. Anyway.
Yeah, so you'll see some changes coming up next year. And just to reiterate, we are going to be... this is going to be the last episode of the year, so we're taking the next 2 weeks off. We will be back second week in January. Mm-hmm. The date on that is what? The 11th we'll be back.
We're back on the 11th. What are you doing with your break time, Brandy?
Well, we're going to go home and see the family, you know. The kind of family you go home to once a year.
The obligatory, hey, I still kind of remember you. Jason?
I'm going to my family.
You're driving to the family you see once a year?
Yep.
I'm going to clean the shop and build some guns. So that's where I'll be.
Can I stay here?
No. Misery loves company.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. If we have to suffer through this, we'll suffer through it together.
I'll send photos. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I know you will. No, I've actually got a lot going on in between where I'm doing a whole big restructure of WyoTac and how things work. I'm getting ready to release half a dozen new classes for next year.
All right.
I'm working with a lot of ranges. Right now I'm working with some deals in San Diego, in Reno, in Colorado.
Taking the show on the road. Mm-hmm. All right, well done.
So... And then trying to cram everything else into a schedule that's getting pinched really rapidly. So that's one thing. If you guys are listening and you're looking for classes and you are looking to host, get a hold of me sooner rather than later.
Training's a good thing.
You're already booked till June right now, aren't you?
Almost got June booked.
Yeah, so get in the list, y'all.
Right now... Starting the last week in February through the third week of June, I think just about every weekend is booked. So we can do some stuff during the week, but it's getting to that point where weekends are about out.
All right. Can't always train on a weekend.
No. You got to do it when you can do it. And a lot of this stuff, especially with the way the world's going now, priorities.
Well, I'm going to throw a personal challenge out to you as well. While you do take a bunch of folks out and you share that education with them, you need to go and train for yourself a few times.
I do have that in the schedule.
You put it in the schedule this year?
Yes, I do. In fact, I've got two classes right now that I'm taking as a student, shoring up some of the skill sets that I'm not real solid on.
Communication.
Yeah.
Practice what you suck at,
yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's one of those things. I'm taking a couple of different comms classes.
Oh, nice.
And one small unit tactics. Okay. I want to do that for me. I've been through several. I mean, I'm pretty solid. But I want to go with somebody, and this is somebody I've never trained with before, and I'm sure we'll have him on the show.
Oh, we will.
But,
that's guaranteed.
You know, I want somebody fresh to look at what I'm doing. I want a chance to practice my skills in an environment where I've got somebody going, you fucked that up, or okay, you're solid here, but you need to work on this. And again, with the comms, I know that's something I'm not super solid on. I want to get there.
All right, good. Same thing goes for you, Brandy. You need to get to the range a little bit more this year.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to be well this year. So I did a year of illness.
Yeah, let's stop that.
So next year should be good. The year after that will probably be a year of illness. It's kind of a thing.
All right.
Let's just not. Okay.
I'm going to get out to the range more. I don't necessarily put it in the schedule,
but one day a week I'm going to take to you my skill sets.
Yeah, that's another one of my intentions is get out there more. And one of the things that we're looking at as far as the restructuring is we're going to do a video site and start doing some video training.
Good.
Because that, you know, there's a lot of people that just can't get there, but the information still needs to get out.
It does. It'll never replace actual being present in the class.
No.
But having it as a resource to brush those finer points off, it's a good idea.
Well, and it gives students a resource that even that have been through the training to go, you know, they can go back and maybe they're not quite sure how a drill, what they did or what they were supposed to accomplish, and they can go back and research that.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot. Are you going to do this kind of as an a la carte thing or offer a membership?
It's probably going to end up being a membership. It'll be a paywall on the website.
All right.
And access.
All right. Bring new people into the fold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about a website for Deer Shooter next year? I mean, not right away, but getting one up and running.
We need to offline talk about the function of that. I don't mind putting a gratuitous Love Me wall up. But
it's an easy way to have links posted so they can go through it and
sure.
get the links rather, you know, for sure. the Podbean, and I don't know how else other people are getting it.
So what you're saying is you don't have enough on your plate, you want another job.
No, I have a crap ton on my plate.
It'll be a collaboration. We're all going to have our hands in it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, and I think we're looking at doing some more stuff with 10th Mountain. A lot of collaboration efforts on that, and probably see them at quite a few more competitions. I'm sure we'll get them back to Ballistic Summit next year.
Yeah, I really needed to develop that relationship a little bit better because they do a good job for pushing us, so mm-hmm. I need to reciprocate that more.
So rounding out your year, regrets? Is there things you want to change? I guess that, you know, now is the time for like New Year's resolutions.
For me, it's we got to get this economy back on track and get people out moving again because business has been slow. We have the stuff that you guys need to go and play with and work with at the range, but it's just not moving off the shelf near fast enough. And I get it. Your hard-earned dollar is very precious, but you can't live in a cave either.
No, and it's been a tough year. The economy this year has been rough. There for a while, it was going hot and heavy. I think a lot of that had to do with a lot of the COVID money that was moving. But most of that's kind of dried up now.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people are kind of I see a lot of people that are still kind of struggling to get back into some form of normalcy.
And you see a lot of corporations and people that have businesses pushing that agenda forward by removing the work-from-home option.
Mm-hmm.
I welcome that. Let's get back to work.
Yeah, yeah. Get out there. Do something. Let's stop working in our pajamas.
Correct. Which speaks to, are you going to offer that, you know, fight like you live kind of class?
Yeah.
Because that's one I want to take in video.
So, well, that's usually an option, so I'm just going to start.
Only because he's showing up in a bathrobe.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? I'm telling you.
You're damn lucky if he takes the time to put on his bathrobe.
Yeah, so, y'all, he sleeps in the nude, so you want him to wear the robe. Don't let him take the robe off.
Just don't show up unannounced in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I keep trying to explain this to these guys that show up in the plate carriers for a defensive pistol class. It's like, look, guys, when the glass breaks at 3 a.m., you're doing this in your tidy whiteys and your Ho Chi Minh slippers.
Blurry-eyed and half awake and, yeah, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And I wish I had a way to simulate that, just the disorientation.
Chloroform.
Okay, no, I'm good with that. Totally good with that. Hey, guys, all right, you're all going to do some shrooms before class.
Right. That might be frowned upon.
Yeah, probably.
Let's not make that a live fire class.
No, no. It's cert pistols.
They still hurt.
Cert doesn't. It's laser.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Or the Manis.
No, I'm thinking of the ones that actually shoot a projectile.
Oh, the Sim rounds.
Oh, the Sims. Yeah, those hurt. Those way hurt.
Yeah. No.
So, you know, we kind of talked about the year, and I think it's been a really good year, and I'm going to totally steal a line from Michael Bain. the podcast this year has probably been the most fun thing that I've done. There's times that because of schedules and things like that, we've kind of had to scramble to make sure that it got out on time. But we've done a good job of doing that. Now that we're kind of in the swing of it, we know what we're doing. I'm looking forward to next year being better. Something like this does take a little while to get your feet under you.
Well, we found our rhythm and we found our voice.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you all appreciated it. It's probably not going to change much.
No. Because if it changed, it wouldn't be fun anymore.
Agreed.
You guys aren't a lot of fun most of the time. Just, I'm going to throw that out there.
See, opinions vary. I quite personally think we're a lot of fun.
We're a scream.
We make her scream. There's the difference.
Oh, is that what? Okay,
yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha. So, all I can say is that it's been a hell of a year, and thank you to those that listen to us loyally. We hope that you have a wonderful holiday and a great new year, and we look forward to putting out some really good information and some really good tips and tricks to make you a better shooter. And hopefully next, by the time we come back around to this next year, you guys have stopped blaming the gun.